ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. 28th February 2019, Thursday. The blessing from Sakar Murli. May you be Maya proof and remain safe from the shadow of any royal form of Maya by being constantly careful. May you be Maya proof and remain safe from the shadow of any royal form of Maya by being constantly careful. At present, Maya makes your real understanding and your power of realization disappear and makes you experience something wrong to be right. When someone performs magic, he makes a person lose control. In the same way, Royal Maya doesn't allow you to understand what is real. And this is why Bab Dada is making you doubly underline attention. Remain so careful that you remain safe from Maya's shadow and become Maya proof. Specially keep your mind and intellect under the Father's canopy of protection. So Maya, is making your understanding and power of realization disappear. And then you experience something which is wrong as right. When someone performs magic, Baba is giving one example. The other person loses control in the similar manner. Royal Maya doesn't allow you to understand what is real. And that's why Baba is making you doubly underline the word attention. Remain so careful that you remain safe from Maya's shadow and become Maya proof. Especially keep your mind and intellect under the Father's canopy of protection. So, attention and canopy. This is how you become Maya proof. So Maya is making our understanding and our power of realization disappear. Maya is darkness, Maya is weakness, Maya is vices, Maya is the past, rigorous sanskars, Maya is the flaws, Maya is the alloy which is mixed in the gold. So that which is extraneous, that which is not our real nature, that which is artificial, is making us our understanding disappear. It's making the power of realization disappear. And when these two things are gone, what happens? When these two things are gone, imagine a person without understanding and without power of realization. If there is no realization, we will keep on committing the same mistake again and again. We will keep on doing the same thing again and again, in the same manner that would lead to failure. So, this is a subtle attack by Maya on our understanding and our power of realization. And then, whatever that is wrong appears right. A person who is doing something wrong, if you observe, if we see, we will come to the conclusion that that person himself is unaware of it. Even though he knows that this is wrong, yet he keeps on doing it. Because deep within there is no power of realization or understanding. He thinks he is understanding, but in fact he is not. A thief goes to commit theft. He is all the time aware that I am a thief. He is all the time aware that I am doing something wrong. But this realization is very superficial. It's not deep. Whatever we do throughout the day, if that is done without understanding, if that is done without this power, without realization, we keep on committing some or other mistakes. And deep understanding and deep realizations, these are very deeper things of spirituality. Unless and until the intellect is clean, unless and until there is unbroken purity, these two things do not come. No matter, one can become an erudite scholar, one can become a pandit by reading books, by listening things, but for deeper understanding and for deeper realization, calmness of the mind is needed. A very strong connection with Baba is needed. And when you start understanding yourself, your understanding about others also increase. Your understanding about things increase. Your understanding about happenings, situations also increase. And your realization also increases. For example, yesterday I was in with Dadi, and there was some discussion which was going on of Brahma Baba. When he would receive any letter, some letters he would kiss, he would hold dear to the heart, while some letters yet unopened he would not like. He would say it is smelling, it is yet unopened, but letter has come. But Baba would say, oh, there is bad odor in this letter. So there is some bad odor. And some letters Baba would love so much. He has not read any letter. They are unopened. But still, he would catch the vibrations of what is there in that letter. So, the deeper the understanding, the deeper the realization, the deeper we can understand Maya. To understand Maya, something more is needed, rather than just knowledge, rather than just information. Because Maya assumes very subtle forms, very, very, very subtle forms. And it all happens at the thought level, at the emotional level. And you never realize that this is Maya. That's why Baba is saying, Maya makes you think that what is wrong is right. And Baba is giving example of a magician. Just as they cast a spell and the other person is completely under you, as if somebody is hypnotizing, as if somebody is mesmerized. So, two things are needed. Attention and canopy of Father. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. This is a saying in English. Eternal vigilance. Continuous watchfulness. If you want to become free, this is the price you have to pay. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. So continuous attention, continuous reminding oneself what I am, what I have to do, where I have to go, what I am doing. Continuous analysis. What I did the whole day yesterday. How was the internal stage? It's not about the external stage. It is not just about what I do or what I speak. More important than that is, I would say the speaking and actions are a very small part of something which is happening within. What is there in thoughts is much, much deeper. Actions are just somewhere, some tentacles, some particles, or your words. But what is deeper is your internal desires, internal fears. What is happening at that level? Recently I met one brother and his wife was with him. Recently they had come in Gyan and she was telling that he has got fear for everything. He fears everything. Every small thing he fears. And the greatest fear with him is about diseases. If there is a small some mark on the body, the husband thinks that this is cancer. Every small thing makes him fearful. Anything which is happening makes him fearful. And he knows that it is not real. But if he gets a mark, a wound, he feels that this will never heal now. Such a disease. It's all here in the psyche, in the mind. Continuous thinking, overthinking, assuming things, hypothesis, so many things. So what is there in the subconscious is very deep. Whilst what is happening on the surface, our words, our action, they are all guided by those thoughts, those emotions, those feelings. And everything may not revealed, may get revealed by actions or words. That is just a small part of what is happening within. So what is happening within is more important. The internal world and the external world. External world consists of action and speech, behavior, relationships. Internal world consists of thoughts, emotions, imaginations, dreams, fears, anxieties, phobias, indecisions, confusions, memories of the past. So this is more important than the external world. So Baba is saying, keep attention. Keeping attention means seeing oneself more and more. Self-observation and self-remembering. Knowing what I have to do. To stay under Father's canopy means, one is to remember soul, another is to remember Supreme Soul. These are the two things. Again, we come to the same conclusion. These are the same two things we are doing. So, deepen the understanding and deepen the realization. And this is where the Maya attacks. Maya attacks us at the weakest point. At the weakest point. It will not attack you where you are very strong. For example, somebody is very strong in purity, it may not attack him there. Somebody is very strong in Gyan, it may not attack there. Somebody is very strong in Seva, it may not attack him in Seva. But it will attack him somewhere where is the weakest. Just as Napoleon, as it is said about him, that when he was 6 months old, and he was in that cradle, and suddenly a wild cat attacked him. And when that cat attacked him, he just got afraid somewhere in the subconscious. And suddenly the maid came and no harm was done. But from that point of time, there was hidden fear in his mind for cats. And he became a very strong warrior conqueror, a strong person when he became young in future, but that fear of cat often persisted in him, and that is what led to his fall in the Battle of Waterloo. When his enemy Nelson got to know about this fear, he brought with him about 70 cats, and then Napoleon was defeated. And Napoleon says, I am not defeated because of my enemy. I am defeated because of those cats. Because there was a hidden fear in his mind about those cats. So, in fact, many of us do not know what fears we are carrying, what phobias we are having, what emotions we are entertaining, and what is going on in the internal world. Because external world saps our energy, and we are busy in thinking about the external world. And when we are defeated, we will always realize that it is the defeat has not happened at the external level. It has happened somewhere deep within. Whatever is our weakest point, Achilles' heel, at that point only we are defeated. The vulnerable points. Which are those vulnerable points in my personality? For example, somebody is very, very strong. Nobody can defeat him. But his weakness is his wife. Somebody is very strong. He doesn't afraid of anything. But the enemies get to know that he is too much attached to his child. So they will not do anything to him directly. They will do something to his child to weaken him. That might be the point of attachment. That might be the point of weakness. So we don't have to work really on those points where we are very strong. Rather, we have to work on those points where we are weak. Trying to find out what is the weakness. What is that point where I become absolutely helpless? Is it some attachment? Is it some phobia or fear? Is it some person? Is it some relationship? Is it some object? Is it some memory? Is it some event? Is it some events? What it is? To know that and to work on that. This is the only important thing. Because Maya will definitely one day attack you there. Some vice which was there in the past and now it is no more there. But the seed is still there. Somebody was very much interested in his youth, in some worldly activity, and suddenly comes in Gyan and then forgets all about it for next 10 years. But the moment that activity would come again, that game, that sport, suddenly the sanskar will sprout, will become sapling and a tree. So it's about realizing, it's about understanding. Because these are the two things Maya attacks. It destroys the understanding. It undermines realization. So keep on checking oneself. Keep on seeing oneself. Keep on understanding oneself. What are my flaws? We know our strong points, but we should know our flaws also. If two enemies are fighting with each other, they should know each other's weaknesses. That I have less manpower, that I do not have this guns, that I do not have this particular ammunition. Everything I should know, and I should know that the enemy has got all of these things with them. My enemy is stronger than me. I must come to this conclusion. And then only I can fortify myself. I can strengthen myself. Otherwise, no. And a very intense checking is needed for all this. Yesterday in the newspaper, there was an article, and that article has described the daily routine of terrorists. That article had described the routine life of a terrorist at the LOC, whatever terrorists were camping. So it was so rigorous, something similar to our curriculum. But a little more serious, more rigorous, more strict. All of them, all the young people who are terrorists in the making, they have to get up at 3 o'clock. Okay? Early morning, Amrit Vela. And then they have namaz from 3 to 5. Okay? And then 5, arms training. Guns, arms. Then the training starts. Then they have breakfast at 7. Okay? And then, after that, they have training about maps, GPS, and many other things. And then, and then in the afternoon, they have just 1 hour rest, and they have physical training, and again namaz in the afternoon, and again in the evening, they have something. So very strict. You can't do anything other than what is in your curriculum. Very strict training is there for all the terrorists. So, you know, even they have to exercise so much, even though they are misguided, even though they are doing something which is for creating, for going to heaven, they are creating hell here in the lives of others. And they have to keep on reminding themselves of their purpose, their aim of life. And to prepare themselves, and they should be happy that if I am selected for sacrifice, I will go to the Jannat. I am going to heaven. That's why they get happy if you are selected for some important work. So, if you want to know the detail, timetable. It's available. Okay. And this is, somebody wrote that nothing comes on the platter. So getting up at 3 o'clock, 5 a.m. namaz, physical training 6 to 7:30, breakfast, and then classes. They have classes. Tivra Purusharthi group. They must be having intense effort maker. Okay, because if you want to become intense terrorist, you should have some intense classes on arms. And then they have lunch and they have namaz again till 2 a.m. Means they have to keep balance of gyan and yoga. It's not just simply listening to classes on arms. You have to do namaz. Okay. Yeah. And then you have rest from 2 to 4, and again some play, and then again prayers, and then dinner, and you have GPS, map reading, internet, and they have different levels, level 1, level 2, level 3, different levels where they are trained. So this is how things happen. So even for them, the life is so rigorous. Anything. Whether you do something wrong or whether you do something right. If for doing something wrong, this training is needed. For doing something wrong, higher training should be needed. Is required. So, that's why Baba is saying, understand Maya. It's very important. Understanding Maya. Understanding my own mind. How the mind works. How it tricks. What are the subtle implications, subtle disturbances that mind causes? This is very important to know. So two things, attention and canopy. Attentive all the time. If there is a mistake, don't cry, but think. If there is some blunder, don't give way to repentance. Rather, stop and think why this happened. You are getting up at Amrit Vela every day at 3 a.m. or 3:30, and one day suddenly you get up at 4 p.m. a.m. What you will do? You are getting up at Amrit Vela at 3:30 every day without fail. And one day, everything same. You slept at the same time, everything same. But you found that it is 4 o'clock. Now what you will do? No, but that day immediately what you do? Immediately 4 o'clock. Now, what you will do? This is the situation that will come. Without any reason, suddenly you will find one day it is 4 o'clock. Now what? Crying? Repenting? Put a full stop immediately. Again sleeping. Put a... In trauma. Immediately you have to stop it and go ahead as if nothing has happened. Don't go too much into... Then later on in the day, think deeply what was the real cause. Probably there was something, sleep deficiency. It is known as, just as you have jet lag. When one travels from many countries to this country, to that country, this country, and time change, zone change. Australia, it is that time. And you come to India, it is this time. Then again you travel towards north. It's a jet lag. You don't understand what time is happening. You are shifting from one time zone to another time zone. So once you come back to your home, you have jet lag. You don't understand what is happening. For some time, it needs some time to settle. And then suddenly you may get more sleep. So such a thing happens. So probably 3 days you are taking just less than 4 hours sleep. Okay? And you are happy. See? I am sleeping at 11 o'clock, still getting up at 3. And still powerful Amrit Vela. And suddenly you get up at 4. And suddenly sometimes maybe at 8 o'clock also. Because there was a sleep lag, sleep deficiency. So one must analyze. Om Shanti.